Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, March 12th, 2018. This is Mike Riches hosting the call here from the Dallas, Texas area. I'm very excited to be joining you this morning. We have got a powerful call lined up. We are going to be talking about this week's events here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and I know many of you are traveling up over the next couple of days to Oklahoma City, going to be part of the Legal Shield. We are Legal Shield International Convention. We are very excited for that. We've got some important tips for you, some important things that you'll want to keep in mind as you attend that event this morning. We are joined by none other than Mr. Mike Bakken, a new $150,000 ring earner this morning. We are so excited to listen to his keynote training this morning. And we also have standing by our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, who's going to be talking about something of utmost importance here in the month of March. And so we will go to him shortly. But we want to welcome all of our agents who are joining this call live. Certainly, we want to welcome those of you who are listening to this call on playback as well. And we want to especially welcome our new agents. We have had hundreds of new agents who have joined our company this month here in March, and we are very excited to welcome you. And we recognize that at the rate that we're growing, every call that we do, we have brand new agents on that call. And we always want to welcome you and let you know this is the place to be. Plugging in is the thing to do, and one of the best ways to plug in is to be on these conference calls every week. We appreciate your commitment to being on this call, and I want you to know that we work hard to make sure that the information that we share is what you need to hear to make this week and this month, to start your business, I should say, the right way this week and this month. So we're very excited to welcome you and to have you on the call. And I want to just make a quick announcement. We have been working hard to update the videos in our home, in our back office training. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. There have been several new videos that have been added to the individual sales training recently, so you can go and check those out. For those of you who are employee benefit certified and or are seeking to be employee benefit certified, I will just give you a heads up that we added over the weekend several new videos in the B2B training. So if you go to that B2B training and scroll down to Section 3, the first six videos, well, the introduction hasn't changed, that's the first one, but the next five videos have all been updated. And one that I'll just point out is the group paperwork video. I've been working with a lot of agents and a lot of folks who have been opening their first group, and they just had some questions on the group authorization form and kind of the process of filling that out. That group paperwork video is much more detailed than it used to be. I would encourage you just to take a look at that. We also, in that video, get into some of the techniques of making business effective the first of the following month, why that might be an advantage for you, and different things like that. We also get into entering applications on your Legal Shield at Work platform. So that might be a video that during your downtime over the next couple of weeks that you might check out. You might download it, and then when you're on the plane to Oklahoma City this week, excuse me, that would be a good one to take a look at. But just wanted to give you a heads up that we've got several of those new videos that have been rolled out and that you can definitely check out. Excuse me. So I know that many of us are thinking, man, what's the most important thing that we can do this week? And I know that a lot of us were thinking, well, we've got to get to Oklahoma City. We've got to get packed. We've got to get, you know, we got to travel there. We've got this big convention coming up this week. And I don't necessarily disagree with that. I think that this week the Oklahoma City Convention is something that ought to be on our minds. It's on my mind. I'm excited to get there. But I'm going to tell you, in my humble opinion, the most important thing that you and I can be doing right now, this week, today, has to do with locking down the rates that are available to groups right now. And to talk further about that, we've got our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, joining the call from Cookeville, Tennessee. Mark, I think that you're in agreement there that right now is such a crucial and vital time. And I just want to make sure that every agent that's listening in right now understands what is on the table and what needs to be done here in the month of March to take advantage of these lower rates. So if you could cover that, we would appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you again, Mike, for your efforts in updating the B2B certification videos. There's a lot of time involved in that, and these are probably some of the very best video productions we've had as far as input of information and like the sample decision maker meeting has text that goes along with it, kind of says, look for this, look for that. I mean, some really, really great training available to our team right now. So take advantage of it. Does no good if it's sitting on the site and no one's using it. So be sure to check those out. That's exactly right, Mike. It's a very critical time in our business. On April 1st, just a couple weeks away, the new group rates will become effective, as we announced in January. And we kind of jumped the gun because we put up on our website the new group rates, which I'm going to just focus on the combo plan. Currently, any groups that you open right now, it's $33.90, the same rates as last year. Those rates have not been affected by the rate change yet. But effective April 1st, the new rates will become effective, and the combo plan is $5 more. It's $38.90. So not a dramatic, you know, gigantic jump, but definitely an increase in the rates, the premium. But why are we not talking? We kind of published those rates, put the new rates up on our site, and then we realized, why are we doing that? The new rates are not effective yet. And we still have people still today calling and saying, can I get the new rates? Can I see what the new rates are going to be? Here's what they don't understand and what I want to make crystal clear on the call this morning. You don't need to know what the new rates are going to be because any group that you lock down right now, and I'm going to talk about how to lock those down, any group you lock down right now will always have the current rates. Let me say that one more time. So if you go get a group right now and lock it down, and we'll define that a little more in detail, they will always have the $33.90 combo rate. They'll have all the current rates from now on forever, okay? For all their future employees that are not even hired with that company yet will have access to those existing rates. And that's why there's no need to talk about the new rates, because you shouldn't have any company that qualifies for the new rates. You should be only locking them down on the old lower rates. Why is that so important? Here's the big reason, and I hope you understand this. The new rates, by going in and selling a $38.90 plan, does not pay you a penny more in commissions. It doesn't give you any more commission dollars, because remember, we took those rate increases, the rate increase difference, and poured it into the left side of the plan. It doesn't affect the commission structure at all. So just like on our individual plan, you know, we sell now a $49.90 plan, but we get the exact same commission as we did on a $39.90 plan. We get more money, huge amount of money poured in on the left side of the plan, millions and millions of dollars available there, but in bonuses and incentives, which really help drive production, but no more dollars in commission. So that, understanding that and saying, okay, the rates are going to go up to $38.90 for groups effective April 1st, but right now, any group I go and lock down will be locked in at the $33.90 rate for all their employees. Your website that you provide that company for enrollment, the seeyourbenefits.com website, will always have the $33.90, the lower rate structure. And that goes for the legal plan or the ID Shield plan. All the current lower rates are available to all groups. So what do you need to do? You need to get a group authorization card signed before the end of the month. So we have till March 31st to get a group authorization card signed, but you don't even have to have the enrollment done. That Legal Shield's saying, as long as you have the enrollment scheduled within 60 days of submitting the card. So let's say you submit a group authorization card on March 31st, okay? You'll have all of April and all of May to get the enrollment scheduled. And I believe we could even extend that a little longer if needed. Okay? So you'll have 60 days to do the enrollment. And you just need to provide Legal Shield the scheduled enrollment date. But that's how you can lock down that old rate for you so that you have the ability to offer those rates to that group forever. Like, for example, the state of Louisiana, I wrote that group almost 20 years ago, 19 years ago I think it was. That group, to their 60,000 employees, offers a $15.95 legal plan and a $9.95 ID Shield plan. It's the same rate we rolled out then. Of course, I don't think we even had the ID Shield plan. We had the legal plan, then added the ID Shield plan. But those rates are still in effect. Any state of Louisiana employee can still purchase a $15.95 legal plan. If you go to seeyourbenefits.com/LA, that's the state of Louisiana website that people could enroll on, exactly the same rate that I offered them 18 years ago, 19 years ago. So that's what we're talking about. They can still enroll in that old rate, and so important because the commissions don't increase. And if the commissions increase, then we'd say, hey, go sell the new rate. Like on the individual plan, we don't have a choice. They increased. Okay, they went up. We knew they were going to go up. They went up, and now we have to sell that higher plan. That's okay. We're all doing that. We're doing a great job of that. But on the group side, we have the ability to lock down those old rates. And what a great benefit to our groups, to the employees of those groups, and, of course, to each of us. So let me give you a couple samples. Someone says, well, we can do the enrollment in May. Send in the group authorization card now. Be sure that you've submitted that group authorization card in the month of March, before the last day of March. And again, you'll have 60 days to conduct the enrollment with that group. Now, what if you only enroll 5 people in the group? Great, no problem. 5 people in the group on a payroll group locks down the group forever. And then if you do a bigger enrollment a year later or later in the fall of this year, no problem. They're all locked in at that older rate. What if someone says, well, we can't do the enrollment until November. Our open enrollment's in November, and we can't do the enrollment till November. Here's what I would do. I would get 3. I would say, in order to lock your company down on the current rates, we would need to get at least 3 members on a bank draft group before the end of March. So you would get the group authorization card filled out. You would submit it in with at least 3 bank draft memberships submitted as a bank draft group. And then later in the year when we can do the open enrollment and offer it as payroll, we can always convert a bank draft group to a payroll group and, again, lock down the current rates. Back in September of 1893, it was the largest land grab in history. Over 100,000 people lined up on what's known as the Cherokee Strip of Oklahoma, and they were lined up to go stake their claim, to grab their land. And it was the largest, what I call, land grab in U.S. history. And with a single shot from a pistol, the mad dash began, and the land-hungry pioneers on horseback and in carriages raced forward to stake their claims to the best acres. That's kind of how I see it today. We've got 2 weeks left in this opportunity to stake our claim, to grab the groups and lock them down under the current group rates. I hope that you take advantage of that. I hope that you have goals right now to get as many group accounts locked down over the next 2 weeks, that more than you've ever done in your history with the company. And if you're new, what a great opportunity. You know companies right now that don't offer our benefit. Be sure to lock those down so that they can have the incredible services of the Legal Shield and ID Shield products at the lower rates. And then on April 1st, we'll be announcing the new higher rates. And going forward from that point on, companies that we enroll will have to have that $5 higher premium for their employees, which is not a problem. I'm not concerned about that at all. It definitely funds an incredible compensation plan. More money available right now from Legal Shield than I've ever seen in my 23 years. I mean, just unbelievable opportunity on both individual sales, team building, and the B2B side of the business. I've never seen it better than right now. So let's lock down as many groups as we possibly can over the next 2 weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing many of you in Oklahoma City this week. Can't wait for our call this next Monday where we'll be recapping that event. But look forward to hanging out with you in Oklahoma City. It's going to be an amazing event. Big, exciting announcements being made in Oklahoma City. And I'm sworn to secrecy not to say anything, but definitely you want to be there. If you've made a decision not to be in Oklahoma City, best thing you can do is change your mind and be there with us to hear all those exciting announcements firsthand. And with that, Mike, I'll turn the call back to you.
Fantastic, Mark. Hey, I'll tell you what, I just could not agree more with what Mark just talked about, staking your claim right now on these groups. And Mark, I love the advice that you gave as far as, you know, you don't have to have a huge enrollment right now. Even just opening up a group or sending in the authorization card is what needs to happen right now to lock in these current rates. And we just want to be super, super clear on that. I was having a conversation with an agent last week who didn't quite understand that, Mark, like you said, that if you open a group and you do it right now with the lower rates, that doesn't just impact those people that sign up. It impacts every employee that's ever going to sign up through that group in the future. That's huge right now. And I've learned this. A $5 increase, guys, I agree with what Mark said. It's not a big deal. But you can play it up as a big deal to an HR person. And get them to take action that they might not otherwise take. And that's what this is really all about. It's creating a sense of urgency to get a decision maker to say yes, and let's do it, and let's schedule a date, let's get the enrollment done. And I've learned that. HR people, owners of companies, they really appreciate being able to save their employees money, which is exactly what they're able to do by taking action today. Mark, you mentioned the best thing that someone could do right now, if they've decided not to attend the Oklahoma City Convention this week, is to change their mind. And I know to some people that sounds so foreign because they say, no, I can't change my mind and make a decision that quickly. Well, maybe the best thing that they could do is just change the way that they're thinking and change their mind and make a decision that quickly, because I'll never forget, I was sitting in the Oklahoma City Convention last year, And a person leaned forward from behind. You got to keep in mind, I don't know how many exactly, but around 10,000 people in this arena. And the gentleman that was sitting just behind me leaned forward. He recognized me from our online training and said, "Hey, I'm a Harvard agent. I just want to let you know that I'm here because I was on a conference call earlier this week, and you said that the best thing that I could do was to change my mind if I had decided not to attend the event. And I changed my mind. I drove down." He had driven over 10 hours to be in Oklahoma City. No. It was over 15 hours. One way that he drove to be in Oklahoma City. And he said, I want you to know I'm here because you said that on the call earlier this week. He said, that's when I made my decision, was Monday morning of this week. So it made me think, okay, I want to be sure that I'm clear on that point alone, that if you've decided not to attend the Oklahoma City Convention, that you be like this agent and change your mind and make whatever sacrifice needs to be made in order to get there this week. That's the best thing that you can do. And we've been so clear on this. We've been so strong on this every week that we've been talking about this convention for months now. So if you've been on these calls, this is not a surprise, but I just want you to understand my feeling about a convention like this is we're not going to over-promote it. It is impossible to over-promote a convention of this magnitude. And so if you make a sacrifice to be there, and I'm talking to all of you who have already decided and are already planning and recognize that it's not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. Whatever sacrifice you have to make, it is absolutely worth it to be at this type of event. And I don't say that arbitrarily. I want you to know I really don't. If I didn't think it was going to be worth your time, I wouldn't be that strong on it, guys. But it is. It's absolutely worth your time. It's absolutely worth your money. It's absolutely worth whatever sacrifice goes along with that. And I know that some of you are making a big sacrifice to be there. And I just want you to know that it's absolutely worth it, and that if you'll take this event seriously. Now, that's the other part, is you can't just show up in Oklahoma City and hope to just kind of absorb by osmosis the education and the information that's going to help. But if you'll take it seriously it will absolutely be worth your sacrifice to be there, whatever that sacrifice might look like for you. Now, I want to give you some tips this morning over the next 10 minutes here, some things that you need to be aware of. First and foremost, this event, it's going to be a little bit different than previous years in that everyone, when you arrive in Oklahoma City, you're going to need to go by the registration booth. And you're going to need to get your ticket into the event. Now, they do have some lines set up for Millionaire Club and different things, but get to the registration booth and get your ticket. If you register through the Harvard Risk Management back office, then you should have received an email with your Eventbrite number and different things like that you can use there at the registration. If you have not received that email, I'd recommend going to your back office and clicking on the link that says View Email Notification Log just to make sure that that was sent out, and that email will be there for you. If you don't see an email there, then call support today. And I don't think that should be an issue for anyone, but just in case, we want to be super clear and we want to help you. Call support today, 931-537-2230. I'll give you that number here in a few seconds again for those of you who are desperately looking for a pen right now. But make sure that you've got that information, that you've got that we just want to make sure that everyone has a ticket who thinks they have a ticket, and obviously we've assigned all of those out, but we just want to make sure that what you're planning on is exactly what you're going to find when you get to Oklahoma City. So again, if you look in your email, you haven't seen an email, go to your View Email Notification Log. If you don't see anything there, but you did register through the HRMC back office, call our support team, 931-537-2230 today, and let's make sure that we've got you set up. Now, for most of you, really I think for all of you that registered through our back office, that you're going to be set up, you're going to be good to go, but you still need to go by the registration booth. Everyone needs to go by the registration booth. Mark Riches, Platinum Executive Director, got to go by the registration booth and get your ticket, get any recognition that you might have available or coming to you before Friday morning. So that registration booth opens, I think, Wednesday at 8 o'clock. I don't know if they're open Tuesday or not, but I know on Wednesday that registration booth opens at 8 o'clock. So you can start getting in there early and before the lines get long to get all of that taken care of. But just kind of keep that in mind. Everyone's going to need to go get that ticket and print off your ticket for the actual event that will get you into the main event on Friday and Saturday. I talk about this every convention, but make sure that you're bringing a journal. Make sure that you're bringing, you know, more than just, you know, a notepad. I'm just a big believer that if you're serious about becoming wealthy and successful, keep a journal. Don't trust your memory. When you hear something that's valuable, write it down. When you come across something that's important, write it down. I love this quote by Jim Rohn. He says, "I used to take notes on pieces of paper and torn off corners and backs of old envelopes. I wrote ideas on restaurant placemats, on long sheets, narrow sheets, and little sheets and pieces of paper thrown into a drawer. Then I found out that the best way to organize those ideas is to keep a journal." Jim Rohn says, "I've been keeping these journals since the age of 25. The discipline makes up a valuable part of my learning, and the journals are a valuable part of my library." He goes on to say, "I'm a buyer of blank books. I'm a buyer of blank books." Kids find it interesting that I would buy a blank book. They say, $26 for a blank book, why would you pay that? The reason that I pay $26 is to challenge myself to find something worth $26 to put in there. All of my journals are private, but if you ever got a hold of one of them, you wouldn't have to look very far to discover that it's worth far more than $26. I love that quote by Jim Rohn and could not agree more. Become a buyer of a blank book this week. Hopefully you've already got your journal ready to go, but if not, get a journal. And then come to the convention as you would come to any live training, live event, or any event for that matter, with a purpose. You know, what specific areas of your business are you looking to improve? People that show up just without any purpose, just kind of show up there and hope for the best, now I still think it could be a very positive event for you, but it won't have near the impact as those that show up saying, okay, this is the area that I've identified in my business where I really need to improve. And I'm looking for specific advice in this area this week. This is the specific question that I have. And I'm looking for specific help on this specific question, this specific issue this week. Those are the people that I really believe will benefit the most from attending this or any event. You're investing to come to this event. Some of you are hoping that that's a smart investment. Well, here's the best news I've got for you today. This is not the stock market. You know, you could go invest in the stock market today, and the best thing that you could have going for you is hope. I mean, you know, unless your brother or sister is the CEO of that company has given you some news, which is illegal anyway, the best thing that you could do when you invest in the stock market is hope for the best. But this is not the stock market. You don't have to hope here that this is a smart investment, that you can get a good return on that investment. Your return on the investment that you make, investment of money, investment of time that you make this week to be in Oklahoma City, is in large part up to you. If you show up and casually listen, you'll still benefit, but not near as much as if you attend with a purpose. And not near as much as if you decide today what you want to achieve. And I want you to think about 90 days out here. Think about from here to the month of July, what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen in your business? And then the best thing that I think you could do in preparation for this event is to set up some appointments for next week. See, the one thing that bothers me about events like this, and we shut down business for several days to be able to go to these. So you better believe that we think that these are important, okay? If your leadership here at Harvard Risk Management didn't believe that you ought to be in Oklahoma City, we sure as heck would not have bought over 100 tickets last year to be able to turn around and get those to our team. We sure as heck would not shut down business for several days this week and tell everybody, stop selling, stop recruiting, and come to this event. Okay, we do that because we know that you're going to get more from being at the event than you would from staying home, continuing to call on companies, continuing to recruit or whatever activity that you're involved in. However, the one thing that bothers me is that somehow we have this, I don't know why this is, but somehow people feel like, okay, the event starts on Wednesday, but really we need to start, you know, getting ready and packing and taking time off today. I mean, guys, it's Monday. If you're not flying out till Wednesday or tomorrow, I hope you're making appointments today. I mean, I hope that you're working right up until you got to get on that airplane. That's the vision that I like to think of as an agent, Harvard agent, boarding the flight on his or her phone, scheduling a decision-maker meeting for next week. That's somebody who gets it, who gets the opportunity, especially the timing of the rates and everything that we have right now. But pack later tonight, but get some appointments set up for this week. I assure you, the appointments that you do, I say for this week, next week, the appointments that you do next week, getting off the plane from Oklahoma, those are going to go well. I'll never forget one of the earliest events that I went to, and I had someone from my team there, got back from that event, opened a payroll deduction group with over 100 employees, wrote 65, maybe 66 memberships, and it was like the week that he got back from the event. And I'm telling you, there's energy. I don't know, it's not tangible, but there's something that you take back from an event like that that makes your next appointments go well. So do yourself a favor, spend some time on the phone today setting appointments for next week so that you can carry some of that momentum from the event into those appointments. Okay, one final thing on preparing for the event. I'm taking more time than I anticipated here, but I want you to understand the schedule for this week, and I just want to recap this with you. We've talked about this a little bit, but You can go download the schedule at connect.legalshield.com/convention. Connect.legalshield.com/convention. But let me just recap it with you.
It's also on our event page.
Oh, correct. Okay, so you can just, that's easier. Just go to the event page, the little calendar icon in your HRMC back office. That is a lot easier than those long websites. So the schedule is there. But just to recap, Wednesday from 9 to 2, we've got the B2B training. And I know many of you are planning on being there. I was really impressed. Some of you changed your travel plans just to get there for the Wednesday training. 9 to 2 is that B2B training. And then 4 to 8 Wednesday night is an advanced product training with Melissa Wilder. And I would just encourage you to be at both of those. 9 to 2, the B2B, and then 4 to 8 is the advanced product training with Melissa Wilder. Thursday, they've got workshops throughout the day starting at 9 o'clock and then the ED banquet that night. But you got 4 opportunities to go to a workshop on Thursday. I hope that you take advantage of those. And listen, I am confident that all of the workshops are going to be great. You're going to have different topics that you can choose, you know, to go attend. Can I just put a plug in for one of the workshops? It's Bill Stovall's workshop. If you'll just remember that name, Bill Stovall, that's the one I'm most excited about myself, and I'm looking forward to catching him. It's going to be on Thursday and then again on Saturday, so you've got 2 chances. But for those of you involved in employee benefit marketing, that might be the best one that you could possibly attend. And that's not to say anything negative about any of the other workshops, all of which I'm sure are going to be fantastic. Friday, listen to this because this is a little bit different. Friday, the main event, session 1, starts at 8:30 that morning. And they've asked us to be on time. They've asked us to be, you know, in our seats, ready to go at 8:30. It's not 9 o'clock, so just pay attention to that. Friday and Saturday are both 8:30 in the morning, and then workshops in the afternoon both of those days with another session from 6 to 8 both of those evenings, Friday and Saturday. And then the final piece of this, one that I hope that you're planning on and preparing for, is after the final session of the main event on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Now, the session will be over right at about 8, and our breakout is just right there in the same Cox Convention Center in rooms MR19 and 20. And so just as soon as we're done, we'll all head over to that breakout. It might be 8:05, it might be 8:10, but we'll get started there, and we'll have our HRMC breakout at, we're saying 8 o'clock, but just as soon as the event concludes, we'll head over to MR 19 and 20. If you forget that, just think Mark Riches, MR 19 and 20. And if you don't want to think of Mark Riches, think of Mike Riches. That works too. 19 and 20. That's our HRMC breakout on Saturday evening. So just kind of think of that. It's the last thing there at the event. So that's the schedule. I just want you to be ready for this event. I want you to, again, be early, be social, visit with others, talk about, you know, this is a great opportunity to network, to find business partners all across North America. What a powerful thing that you can say to your decision maker next week when you get back from the event. I just spent some time this past weekend networking with my business partners across North America. You talk about a posture statement. What a great statement that you can make next week when you get back. And I'll just say in closing of this segment here, and then I'm so excited for our featured training this morning, but just keep in mind, this is a training. This is a training, and I feel like we shouldn't have to talk about this, but I'm going to anyway, because every year at these major events, it's always interesting to me that people are out in the hallway while the training is going on. So there might be a workshop that's going on, or it might be the main event, but there are people out in the hallway visiting, talking, buying food. I'm not talking about the guy that has to get out to the hallway to go to the bathroom real quick and then gets right back in, okay, or else he's going to have more serious issues. I'm talking about the people that are out there visiting instead of being in the event taking notes. And listen, I don't know who you would visit with in the hallway, but I assure you that that person has not had the same success as the speaker that's on the stage, whether it's a workshop or the main event. I just want to encourage, this is a training. If you got to go to the restroom, hurry and then get right back in, but take advantage of this training. Take advantage of the opportunity to learn from some of the best minds in North America. And I'm not talking just within Legal Show. I'm talking some of the best minds within North America. You have an opportunity to hear from folks like Jack Canfield, like Mr. Darnell South, like Mr. Bill Stovall, and many, many more over these next few days. Take advantage of that. That's what's going to take your investment and give you the biggest return, is when you really take advantage of these learning opportunities. And I'm so excited to do that coming up this week and to see many of you at this Oklahoma City Convention. Really, all of you will get to spend some time on Saturday evening, even if we don't get to see you before then, at our team breakout. So I'm very excited for that. And folks, without further ado, I'm just thrilled this morning to welcome in Mr. Mike Bakken, who is one of Legal Shield's most recent $150,000 ring earners. We are so excited for him. Mr. Bakken's team has sold nearly 40,000 memberships. And so this is a gentleman that's not just talking theory this morning. He's talking real experience. And we always are grateful, and we enjoy listening to Mr. Bakken. We look forward to visiting with him in person this week in Oklahoma. And Mr. Bakken, thank you very much for being on the call. We look forward to your training this morning, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Mike Riches. I always appreciate having to be asked to come on and share some nuggets, some information that I've learned along the way. But before I do that, I just want to have a little bit of gratitude and appreciation to Mark Riches and Mike Riches for everything that you do behind the scenes for us and work so hard to make our life that much more easier. I just want you to know it does not go unknown, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you very much. With that being said, I want to quickly go over seven things on the convention side of it, and then I'm going to get my training. Mike hit a lot of these things, but these are seven things that I've done going into Oklahoma City National Convention all the time. And again, I'm going to fly through these because I want to get to my training segment. But number one, arrive early. That's a given. Mike hit on that. He talked about that. Bring a notebook. It's so important to take copious notes, sit through there, because you're not going to retain everything. Learn through that. Take your notes. Network with other associates. Number three, that's so important to create relationships. I can't wait to get there and meet what I actually call extended family from people that I've gotten to know over years. It's just a huge, huge value added. Attend all parts of the convention. Maybe you're just on the B2B side, but I promise you can learn some very good information on the personal development side, the networking side. You can learn all forms of different things, so I strongly encourage you to attend every part of the convention. They have those breakouts that you can hit everything on of it. Review your notes, number five, at the end of each day. Because it's one thing to sit through this amazing training and try to put all this in perspective, but you don't want to go back 3 days from now. You want to go back to your hotel that night and have a reflection and review your notes. And maybe you can align something or something stands out more. So that's critical to do that. Number six, create a plan of attack before you leave the convention. So before you hop on that plane, before you hop on that car, before you get ready to go back to wherever your city, your state may be from, already have a plan in place in Oklahoma City, what you're going to do moving forward on it. Critical for your success to do on that. And the last piece of advice I give you on convention week, number seven, act on your new knowledge. Act on your new knowledge. It's one thing to retain, to get the information, but shame on all of us if we don't go back and act on our knowledge. So those are the tips that I've got shared with 13 years ago when I first went to my convention, and I still bring this list out. I pass it on to my team because I think it's important to constantly review those types of things. Let's get on to the training. Here's my topic. I thought I would, the title, if you want to write this down, would be, What's Holding You Back? What's holding you back. I think this is a good topic for new associates, for new, maybe you're in the business for 3 months. I think it's a great topic if you're in the business for 10 years, 20 years, because you know what? I think we all want to improve on from where we come from. Obviously, if you're brand new, it could be just the what's holding you back. And I'm going to get onto some of the objections that I have. I recently did this training in the state of Minnesota. So if I were to ask this group of people, this is what they threw back at me when I said, what's holding you back? And they said, not trained enough, fear, confidence, not sure what to do. And I'm going to hit each area of those, what I just shared with you. But those are some of the objections that associates throw back and say, what's holding you back? They come back and say, not trained enough, fear, confidence, not sure what to do. I want to give you the answer first, and then I'm going to give you full four bullet points to go back to the answer what I'm going to give you. So what's holding you back? Here's the answer. It's one word. It's called belief. It's called belief. What's holding you back, whether you're a brand new HRMC agent or a seasoned agent, you've been around for 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, it really comes back to your belief wherever you're at it. And so how do I get that belief? Now, this is the part I gave you the answer, the belief. Now, how do I get the belief? So I'm going to give you the four things that after this training's done, you'll have in your arsenal of notes how to get the belief. Number one, training. Obviously, this is a very simple thing with HRMC agents because our training is phenomenal. You just heard about all the new sections of being updated and everything on that part of it. Our training is awesome. You can check that one right off. That has nothing to do with your fear of what's holding you back or anything on that. Our training is just amazing. But here's what I'm going to say right now on the part of the training. You need to own the product. You need to have passion flows from you, whether you're sitting down with a brand new potential recruit or a decision maker meeting person. They can see it, hear it, feel it on you that you're very passionate about it. I was at a Starbucks coffee shop on Friday of last week sitting down with a potential new recruit, and by the time of that meeting was over with, he signed the dotted line, got the membership, both plans, and become an associate, okay? Now, the point of that, why I bring that up, is he in this meeting with us, with me, sitting there talking to him, he goes, you know, I can tell one thing, Mike, you're very excited, you're very passionate about what you do. And I shared with him through the course of that brief meeting all the times that I've used the product. Me and my wife in the past 13 years have been victim of identity theft over 6 times combined. I shared with him what it was nice, a peace of mind, knowing how I had Kroll License Investigator to step in and figure out that debacle, put my life at peace of mind. I shared with him how I've updated my will multiple times since I've owned it, several times, how we've reached out and called the law firms on something maybe I didn't understand, something I felt like I was getting taken advantage of. I shared with him how I educated my kids to use the law firm. You know, before you call mom and dad, I always reach out to the law firm so he could get the conviction of that the product, that he could see that I was sold out in the product. And you're going to get that through your training. This will help you for what's holding you back. So number one, how do I get the belief? It's called training. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. Number two, acting on your training. It's interesting, again, how I stated that on the convention week. Number seven, act on your new knowledge. It's also important once you go through the training, maybe your seasoned rep as well, to act on that. And that's why we at HRMC are so adamant about getting out and getting 6 sales right away or 3-in-1. 3 sales and one says, hey, I want to do the business. It's important to take knowledge and then get in the field and get action. That's what's going to take your belief up and to the right. So we're huge on that. And also on the action side of it, on the B2B side of it, the phone calls, the DM meetings, the follow-up, the enrollments, that's all action steps to solidify your belief. And it's important that you have that because without belief, it's going to hold you back. Number three, the next two that I'm going to share with you here, these are the ones, if you are taking notes, and I hope you are, I want you to star both of these because I think these two are the most important of these four bullet points of how do I get my belief. And the number three is personal development. Now, you may hear us talk about personal development, and you may think that's a new word. I'm really not comfortable with that. I don't really understand it. The reason personal development is so important, because we come from a broken system. What do I mean by we come from a broken system? Typically, most of us have come from corporate America. We got what we call a W-2 mindset. So when we're transitioning into this 1099 mindset, this entrepreneur mindset, this CEO mindset, this is new for us. This is uncharted territory. And what helps you level this uncharted territory is personal development. I like to say, when you're developing a business mindset, by the way, each and every one of you are CEO of your own business. This is a business. And once you really understand that this is a business, if I were in front of you, I would draw a graph right now that would look like a roller coaster. Peaks and valleys, you get the point of it. And then I would draw a line straight through that. And the reason I draw a line straight through that, because that's what personal development does to your business. I promise you, whether you're one day old or 20 years into this business, you're going to have peaks and valleys of this business. Art Williams, the founder of A.L. Williams, many years ago said, nothing is that high, nothing is that great, and nothing is that bad. So what he meant is that peaks and valleys will come along. Personal and development will help you maintain that, because this is a business. It should be challenging what we're doing. It is challenging what we're doing. It's simple. The concept is simple, but it's very challenging. I tell people all the time up front, I said, it's probably one of the most frustrating things that you're going to go through, because you're dealing with a people equation. The people equation, if it's a DM meeting, if it's the enrollments, if it's you're building your organization, it's called a people equation. You're actually going to get an MBA in psychology dealing with all these different personalities. So you're going to have challenging times in there. And personal development is the biggest thing that maintains that success level. The highs are never too high. The lows are never too low. It's an amazing, important part of your business. So you should always have what I call bookends of your day. And what do I mean by bookends of your day? In the morning, have that book the book of the month or whatever it may be. Sit down and read 10 pages a day. And then at the end of the day, sit down and read another 10 pages a day. I like starting the day out on a positive note, and I like ending the day on a positive note. It just keeps that thing between our ears, that brain, on the right track. It just keeps it the right thing. So personal development, to me, is one of the biggest keys for your belief factor. I want to share now with number 4 of how do I get that belief. We've talked about it sometime on this call. We've actually talked about it sometime for the past several weeks. But this is so critical, I want to bring you back a little over 13 years ago. The reason why I'm even standing here today doing this training on the Harvard Risk Management call, the reason why my wife Mary and I, life is completely different today, where we don't have stress, we don't have that thumbprint on our back, we don't have that anxiety on a Sunday night that I got to go to that job tomorrow. But there's only one reason why I'm standing here today. It's this number 4 that I'm going to give you. It's called Attend the Legal Shield Conventions. Attend Legal Shield Conventions. Here's what happened to me 13 years ago. The gentleman that got me involved in this opportunity said it just like this. I reside in Stillwater, Minnesota, which is 30 miles out of Minneapolis, St. Paul. And he said, Mike, I see that you're an entrepreneur. You've given me your goals, what you want from this thing. I'm never going to be to share with you how big of an opportunity this has and can be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I just possibly cannot do that. But if you're serious for what you wrote down and what you want from this business, and he was very direct, he said, you need to go to the convention. And at that time, the convention was in Las Vegas. And now, remember, this is all about how do I get my belief, what's holding you back. So I came home, I told my wife, Mary, I said, you know what, if this is where I'm going to plant my flag, if this is what I'm going to do, because my corporate life was in the automotive industry, stressed out, burned out, never saw the kids, never saw my wife, just never had that thing called time freedom. If this is what I'm going to do, I told Mary, I said, this particular guy said, I need to go to the national convention. Now, this guy, He did not say, Mike, I'm going to pay for your airfare. He didn't say, I'm going to give you a discounted convention ticket. He didn't say, I'm going to comp your rooms. He said, you're a CEO. You need to act like a CEO, and you need to go to this convention. So I went home, and I discussed it with my wife, and it wasn't a long discussion at all. And she said, well, it's corporate America, or it's this. If it's this, we're going to Las Vegas. So we went to Las Vegas. I sat through this convention. I took notes upon notes upon notes. And something hit me when I was sitting there. When I went into the convention, I was at the structure level of a director. I had signed up in February of 2005, and this was the fall of 2005. And I was sitting at the convention as a director. And I remember sitting there thinking, this is way bigger than that guy from Minneapolis is trying to share with me. I get why he told me I need to get here. And then I saw other people sharing their stories, walking across the stage with different forms of recognition. I saw a different age of reps. I saw a different race of reps. And the thing that stood out to me so clearly is they didn't care what my past was. They didn't care what I looked like. They didn't care what I went through. I saw that I can have the same thing what I was witnessing they were doing on that stage. I came back with my wife after taking all these notes and the tips that I shared with you in our room right here. And we went through the recap of the convention. And I said, Mary, if I'm going to do this thing, and I know I'm going to do this thing, the first thing that I'm going to do is maximize the compensation plan. And I left that convention with a game plan of a strategy, and I hit executive director within the next 3 months, and I've never been below executive director. Now, I don't say that to boast upon you and say, oh, great for you, Mike. I say that because the convention hit my belief factor and took it to a whole nother world. And I know sometimes it gets so, you know, you just think, man, these guys are just over the edge with promoting this convention. I can tell you with 100% conviction, and I will see most of you in Oklahoma City, if I chose that time in the fall of 2005 not to go to that event, I assure you I would not be standing here today. My life is completely different. My belief is through the roof. It doesn't matter if I sit down and someone's negative. It doesn't matter if I sit down and whatever they're at. I'm convicted of what I'm doing. No one can take me off the track. No one can say, oh, you're doing that thing. It doesn't matter. I'm convicted. My belief is there, and no one can derail me. And it's especially important when it starts changing the legacy within your family. And then it starts changing the legacy within your team. In the past 4 months, I've had four team members, what I call them, hit different levels of ring earners, $50,000 ring earners. I had two of them. I had two on my team hit six-figure ring earners, which they're going to be recognized in Oklahoma. That's when you really start getting a conviction, like we always hear Mark Riches and Mike Riches share with us. This is a business that can change people's lives. But first and foremost, your belief has to be right. See, when you can look people in the eyes without a shadow of a doubt, and they know where you're going, they know what direction you are, that this is HRMC with Legal Shield, there's nothing that can stop you. Your belief has to be right. You've got to be good with the product. You've got to know the product, but you've got to take action. And once you take action, it completely changes everything. So how do I get belief? I'll recap quickly. Training, which we have phenomenal training at HRMC. Two, acting on your training. You know, if you don't act upon it, they call that paralysis of analysis. You just stare there and look at it and think, well, I need to learn more about this. That's so wrong. I knew nothing what I was doing when I was flying around getting to director. But I was on passion. I was on fire. And then I went convention and changed everything. Number three, personal development. Can't say enough about that one. That one, to me, is the glue behind everything. You've got to embrace personal development. And number four, attend the Legal Shield Convention. I'm going to wrap up with a couple things here. First, a quote from Jim Rohn. And I think this will wrap the segment what I was trying to get across to everyone. Jim Rohn states this: don't let your learning lead to knowledge. Let your learning lead to action. I'm going to say it again. Don't let your learning lead to knowledge. Let your learning lead to action. Without action, we can be excited, we can be jacked up, we can be motivated, but if you don't act upon it, shame on us. If you act upon it, it will change your life. Two personal development books that I'd love to recommend to you. If you've not read these, maybe you have read this, I'd encourage you to go back. I recently did this to my team, and I got emails and texts, and one guy called me back and said, it's incredible what this book has done. And he had an aha moment. I call it an aha moment. The first book I want to recommend is called 3 Feet from Gold. 3 Feet from Gold. If you go to Amazon and just type in 3 Feet from Gold, you'll see it. Get it. It's an amazing book. It's called I call it a burn pager. In other words, you just burn through the pages. It's that intense. It draws you in. Second one I want to recommend is called The Richest Man Who Ever Lived. It's King Solomon's Secrets to Success, Wealth, and Happiness. Just Google in Amazon, type in The Richest Man Who Ever Lived, and it'll be King Solomon's Success with Wealth and Happiness. I'm extremely excited to go to Oklahoma City because I get excited to see brand new associates that change the direction of their life. I'm extremely excited to see old associates that have been around that it's changing their life. You know, this business, once you get it, what the convention does, it goes from your head to the heart, and it's how many people can I help? How many people can I position to be in front of them with this product? How many people can I position to be in front of with this opportunity? And once your belief is through the roof, nothing can stop you. With that, Mr. Riches, I'll turn it back to you. Thank you very much.
Wow, what a fantastic training. Mr. Bakken, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that on the call this morning. That was excellent, excellent information. And I know you got me even more excited to attend this week's event in Oklahoma City. Thank you very much for the great tips that you shared as well. It was fantastic information on those who are attending and things that you and I can be doing right now to prepare for it. I agree 100% that big decisions are made at big events, and I love how you said also don't let learning lead to knowledge. Let learning lead to activity. I could not agree with that more. And thank you again for preparing and for sharing that this morning. And we are absolutely looking forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City. And congratulations to you on 2 new 6-figure ring earners that are going to be recognized from your team at the Oklahoma City Convention. That is just fantastic. We're so proud that you're part of this incredible organization, and we thank you for your leadership and again, for your preparation and sharing that training this morning. Folks, again, we appreciate all of you who have joined the call this morning. We are absolutely looking forward to seeing many of you this week. Mr. Mark Riches, if we still got you on the line, I'm sorry, I should have asked you this at the beginning of the call, but I believe that on our Thursday night call this week, I know that we're going to be at the Executive Director Banquet. I believe that we are postponing that call. Is that correct?
Yeah, no calls this Thursday. The personal development and the leadership call will not happen on Thursday. No.
Okay, just wanted to double-check on that.
Then the email that went out, too. So.
Perfect. So, again, folks, remember that on this Thursday, those calls are canceled just because we're all going to be at the event and definitely looking forward to that. Next Monday, we will be recapping the event on this call. Now, let me just give you a preview of that. It is absolutely impossible to really try to even get 5% of what someone could gain from the actual experience of being at the event to try to get that from listening to a recap call. I mean, just, you know, the time. I mean, you can't fit 3 days of experience or 4 days of experience in a one-hour call. We'll be recapping. We'll be asking several individuals to share some of the nuggets that they gleaned from the event, from being at the event and really taking that seriously this week. But it's impossible to try to put into a small capsule what you would gain from the experience. But we're looking forward to that, and we always enjoy those recap calls. And I think it's good, really, for people that attend the event to be reminded and to be able to hear, you know, from different folks and see what they benefited from and were able to take advantage of from that event. But Keep that in mind. We will have that recap call coming up next Monday morning, same time as this call here this morning. But we do look forward to seeing, again, many of you at the event this week, and certainly all of you at the breakout on Saturday evening at 8 o'clock. With that, thank you again to Mr. Mark Riches for sharing on the call this morning. Again, to me, biggest thing that we can be doing right now is not packing for Oklahoma City, but it's being on the phone, calling companies, following up with businesses, setting decision-maker meetings up, going back into companies that we've already met with to follow up with those decision-makers and lock in these lower rates that are available until the end of this month. Again, we've got 3 weeks to close that out this month and to go stake our claim on as much territory as we possibly can. I hope that you're doing that. We thank you. We thank Mr. Mark Riches for sharing that. And again, a huge thank you to Mr. Mike Bakken for sharing such an exceptional training this morning. Thank you to all of you for being on the call. We wish you the very best in making this a very successful week. God bless, and we'll talk to you soon.